Hi, Birgit, it's Sean Tucker again. I'm sorry to bother you. Do you have just a moment to talk?
Just a moment.
Okay, I'll try and be really quick. I was talking with the investigators' teams, and your son's name did come up in what they've got, and I don't know about, you know, our conversation. Are you comfortable with me explaining to them that Beverly stated that Caitlin was 15 and that it was okay for them to date and that she misrepresented Caitlin's age to you herself?
No, not really, because at that point I feel like you need an attorney, because then I'm getting into the middle of your case with her, and that's not my role to play. My son had a boyfriend-girlfriend platonic relationship with her. He has ended that relationship. He is listening to his mother. I am ever so grateful. And that's it for my family. I don't have to be involved.
Well, I hope that's true, but she has still 2 years or so yet to change her story and decide if she wants to be vindictive or if she wants to make accusations. She still could. One good way to derail that possibility is to discredit her now with the truth. And if she told you the wrong age, that's just, I don't want to drag you into it. I really don't. But the information is already.
My son has not committed a crime, and his relationship, which, you know, I have spoken with the detectives, and his relationship has there is no crime committed, and my son's relationship with her is over, and that's the end of it for my family. I appreciate you notifying me so that I could do some investigating on my own, and now I know that my son's name did come up, but I also know that the detectives on her case are aware of my son and are aware of everything, but that no crime has been committed, and that's already been documented. So I don't feel like I need to go further. I'm not involved at this time. My son has committed no crime and is not involved at this time.
Yes.
And
but would telling an investigator what Beverly said, that couldn't hurt?
I don't need to be involved. Those people are scary. I don't want to have anything to do with that as a family. I want my son to just stay clear, and that's what we've chosen to do, is have nothing further to do with this. So that's as involved as I need to be. We've committed no crime. We're not in any way involved with your investigation nor with Beverly's case. My son, you know, knew her, but it's over with no crime committed, no crime charged. So I really just want to leave it there, Sean. I'm sure you understand that I just don't want to be involved.
I do, and I hope it can go down that way for your sake, too. Problem is,
yeah, of course. I mean, with no contact with her, it will go down that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't wish any further involvement. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. And very, very shaken by that experience. But further discussions with my son, he understands. So we're moving forward. And hearts do mend, these young children. You know, they're both young and
stupid. Well, they do. But, you know, if you were actually willing to just back up that she had lied about Caitlin's age, that could go an awful long ways towards helping my own son's case and the simple truths that we're trying to get out there, that she lies about her age and misrepresents it. Have you seen her Facebook posts where she claims she was born in 1999?
No, like I said, I don't wish to do any investigating because this is not my matter. We're not involved. My son has committed no crime, and we are not involved. You brought this to my attention. I was able to have a conversation with my family members regarding this and to terminate this relationship, this friendship, thank God, that, you know, is over. And that's that.
Alrighty. Well, I wish you luck on that, and I hope it doesn't come up in the future and come back on you.
Thank you.
She is a scary individual.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I don't get any happy vibes at all from that sad family. And I just
you noticed yourself, and you even told me that she, appeared to be a crackhead, which was my immediate conclusion too.
It's a judgmental thing to say, but, you know, there's a lot of people in our community that look like they have a history of drug addiction and abuse, and it's unfortunate, isn't it?
A lot of people do. It's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge problem, and it's a sorrowful one, but I'm a busy person raising my sons, and I don't wish to try and cure the world's ills right now. I can't. You know, I'm... Swamped as it is, and I'm sure you understand.
I do understand. As a parent, I totally do.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's bad. So, anyway, I wish you well, but I just don't wish to get mixed up in this. This is just, I wish to run like hell from that whole scenario. That is just bad. It's all bad.
Yeah.
And my son has committed no crime. No, we have not been contacted by the police in any way, and we're that's it. So.
All right. Well, thank you then.
Okay. Bye bye.
Take care.